USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump pledged to protect the Second Amendment just hours after huddling with top advisors to discuss gun control measures he might be willing to publicly stand behind.
We had a big meeting today on guns. Both meetings went very well. A lot of progress was made, I believe, on the background checks and various things having to do with guns. We're dealing with the Democrats, and I think we're dealing very well. It seems like they'd like to do something, and I think that I can speak for Republicans. They'd like to do something, but I want to make it clear, our Second Amendment will be protected fully.
Trump's comments came after he was briefed on a list of potential gun control measures that his aides, members of Congress, and Capitol Hill staffers have been discussing, and that there appears to be a broad internal agreement on. A formal announcement on the president's plan is expected as soon as next week. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The White House has now confirmed the death of Osama bin Laden. John Clemens reports.
President Trump issued the statement that Hamza bin Laden, the son of 9/11 mastermind Osama bin Laden, had been killed. The high-ranking member of Al-Qaeda was killed during a counterterrorism operation in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region. The statement from the White House continued that the loss of Hamza bin Laden not only deprives Al-Qaeda of important leadership skills, but a symbolic connection to his father. The confirmation by the White House comes 3 days after the 18th anniversary of the terror attacks on America on 9/11.
A Houston police officer was hospitalized in stable condition after he was shot with his own gun in a struggle with a suspect who, along with three others, stole two vehicles and attempted to kill a priest in a crime spree that played out in Houston. The 29-year-old officer was wearing a bulletproof vest when he was shot, but he was struck in the lower abdomen just below the vest. The police chief of Houston, Art Acevedo, said he's hopeful for a full recovery. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Justice Department says United Parcel Service, Inc. must now pay $8.4 million to settle allegations that the company was overcharging the federal government for package deliveries. The Justice Department alleges UPS failed to abide by terms of its contract with the General Services Administration and overcharged the government for services from 2007 through 2014. The government says its contract required UPS to provide the same lower prices offered to other customers. Assistant Attorney General Jody Hunt said the settlement shows the government will hold accountable any contractor who tries to overcharge the federal government. The settlement resolves the allegations, but there was no determination of liability or guilt. UPS said the allegations stemmed from good faith differences regarding contract interpretation, and it's now pleased the matter is resolved. Indiana prosecutors have charged a couple with abandoning their adopted daughter in 2013 and moving to Canada, renting an apartment in Lafayette for the then 11-year-old girl, but otherwise leaving her to fend for herself. Prosecutors filed neglect charges against 45-year-old Christine Elizabeth Barnett and 43-year-old Michael Barnett. The Journal and Courier newspaper reports that the couple has an address in Indianapolis, but it was not immediately clear if they lived there or still are living in Canada. According to court documents, the couple adopted the girl, who has dwarfism, in 2010 when she was 8 years old. She came to the United States through an adoption program 2 years earlier from her native Ukraine. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.